In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Colorado celebrates its first Francis Xavier Cabrini Day today. The paid state holiday replaces Columbus Day. Leif Townsend has more on why this change occurred.
Democratic state lawmakers have tried for years to remove Columbus Day from Colorado's calendar. They argue Christopher Columbus's role in the extermination of indigenous populations and cultures makes him unfit for a paid holiday. Adams County Representative Adrian Benavides sponsored the bill that replaced it.
Columbus is not the type of person we should venerate in this state because of the atrocities that he directly committed or were committed under his watch. And Francis Cabrini has a direct connection to Colorado.
Mother Cabrini founded Denver's Queen of Heaven Orphanage in 1904 in order to care for orphaned girls of all ethnicities. She went on to found an additional 66 institutions throughout the United States, in South and Central America, as well as in Europe, including orphanages, schools, and hospitals. Cabrini, who was made a saint in 1956, is the first woman to be recognized with a paid state holiday in the U.S. For CPR News, I'm Leif Townsend.
Critical fire danger is returning to northern Colorado, where two large wildfires continue to burn. John Horton Jensen is with operations with the fire in Larimer County. He says that a red flag warning of low humidity and high winds went into effect last night and extends through this evening.
So we have some challenging weather coming up, which is going to test our fire and test our control lines.
The Cameron Peak fire is 42% contained and has burned more than 126,000 acres. To the north, the Mullen fire has scorched more than 151,000 acres in Wyoming and Colorado. It's 14% contained. It's 54 degrees in Denver, 27 in Craig.